Blatant racism can take many forms, a white supremacist rally, a racial slur, or segregation. But more subtle forms of racism, or what some call microaggressions, happen every day between friends and strangers. Dr. Jonathan Cantor is an associate psychology professor at the University of Washington. He's part of a study that looked at microaggressions and racism among university students. And Dr. Cantor, can you give examples of microaggressions that students saw?
The microaggressions that the Black students identified were things ranging from simple questions like a Black woman being asked, "Can I touch your hair?" all the way up to professors in classrooms saying things like, "Did you get here on a minority scholarship?" to a Black man.
And then what kind of questions did you ask the white students that you polled?
Well, the first thing we did is we collected these microaggressions from the Black students, and we asked them, do you consider these kinds of statements to be racist or possibly racist in intention? And then we simply asked the white students how likely they were to actually say these exact same things. We just asked, would it occur to you to think or say this thing, like, can I touch your hair?
And how did the white students react to these questions?
Well, just like expected, there were a range of reactions. I think, can I touch your hair? Just a minority of white students said they would ask that, maybe 15, 20%. But then there were some that students were much more likely to say, such as in response to discussing police brutality, a very typical thing for students to say is, well, it's not just Black lives that matter, all lives matter. So about 50% of the white students would say, all lives matter, not just Black lives. And most of the Black students found that to be also a possibly racist thing to say.
Your study concluded that the more people used microaggressive comments, they were racist in other ways. What were the other ways that racism played out?
I think the easiest one to explain is what's called a feeling thermometer. Basically, how warmly or coldly do you feel towards Black people? And that simple racial feeling thermometer is seen as a pretty valid indicator of sort of racist feelings and attitudes in general. And what we found was that the more likely you were to report that you would potentially say these microaggressive things, the colder your feelings towards Black people in general, the more racist you're going to score on these other measures of racism.
And so does this mean that white people are more racist than they think?
Well, yes, it does mean that. But it requires some caveats. I guess the way I would conceptualize it is, yes, white people are more racist than they think, but it's not the kind of racism that is simply defined as explicit hatred or hostility towards Black people. I think the way we define racism today has really changed. And explicit acts of racism, even though they are still much, much too common, and in fact, right now, there's a big uptick in them because of the political environment and what's happening in our world, over the last 50 years, explicit hatred and acts of violence towards Black people have definitely been on the decrease. And we're now paying attention to more subtle forms of bias and racism that are much harder to detect because they happen sort of automatically and really quickly. It's about things like what we pay attention to in a conversation. Is our attention grabbed by that Black woman's hair or by other distinguishing features of race rather than just paying attention to the eyes of the other person, which is what typically happens in exchanges? Are we experiencing subtle increases in anxiety or fear or worry because we're interacting with a person of color? And are stereotypes, sort of automatic negative stereotypes, just sort of popping in our heads out of control, even unbidden, and even though that we don't want them? Those processes are much more common in white people than they think.
Jonathan Cantor is an associate psychology professor at the University of Washington.